Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bitch about the Mets again as they lose on Sunday Night Baseball. Of course, they break the losing streak at 7 on Saturday with an offensive outburst, but once again, they go into a hole offensively, and it was a bad night for David Peterson to have his first bad night as he gets lit up as well. A couple of big home runs, some bombs from Schwarber, and here they are. They are a second-place baseball team, just like that. And they lose 5 out of 6 to the Braves and the Phillies after getting swept by the Rays. So, yeah, it is ugly. Carlos Mendoza did make it to Fanatics Fest with Evan Roberts.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And talked to him about it. And, you know, he said all the right things. And he wasn't going to crush the team or anything. And it's a rough patch. But does the rough patch turn into a rough month, a rough 6 weeks? I mean, that remains to be seen. But right now it's ugly, very ugly.
Yeah, he did the last 9. You know, and we talked about this literally 2 weeks ago about this stretch where now they have to play the Braves at home. And, you know, you turnabout is fair play. Somehow, some way, they have to beat the Braves at home. You know, and it's interesting. So they'll have the Braves, and then they got the Pirates. So if you want to get healthy, you know, take 3 out of 4 from the Braves and then hopefully try to sweep the Pirates.
Yeah, I mean, that would be perfect. That would be, I mean, the Pirates are definitely that get-right team, and it would be nice to give the Braves back what they gave us down in Atlanta, and 3 out of 4, or maybe just taking all 4. Yeah, here you go. There's a picture of Carlos Mendoza, Big Hoff, and Evan Roberts doing the live Rico Bronya podcast. Yeah, I mean, Evan Roberts called up Pete Hoffman to the stage when Carlos Mendoza sat down and, like, had him sit there, when Pete Hoffman gave like a wave to the crowd, like gave like, "Hey guys, thanks."
That's Pete Hoffman. It's big.
It's like,
Tom.
"Hey guys, how's it going?" Yeah, like I was like, "Wow!" He gave like that little wave. He gave it a parade.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those things. But yeah, there he was. So yes, that would be phenomenal. And it's going to be hot there. I saw Evan also. Speaking of Evan, he tweeted to Steve Cohen to give free water to the fans this week because the Pirates are doing that in their series at home. So he wants free water for the fans. Thinks that would be a nice thing. Think that'd be a nice thing? Free water to the fans?
Yeah.
Heat stroke? Steve Cohen, step it up.
Certainly better make sure your medical staff is on standby and watching people. And hopefully too many not too many people are getting hammered. You know what I'm saying? And well, getting dehydrated.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know if you could stop that.
You know, but I just want to say, like, if you're going to a baseball game, it's going to be 100 degrees.
Yeah.
You kind of know going in that you got to be prepared for this.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
I mean, like, we can't. I mean, sooner or later, you know, it comes back to personal responsibility. Just, you know, take care of yourself. I'm Boomer Esiason, and I'm hammered. Right. And I know when enough is enough.
You know, I've got a core memory when I was a child. I went to a game. I was probably... you got to figure 8, somewhere around there. Went in, me, my best friend, and both of our moms took us in to Shea Stadium to see Fernando Valenzuela pitch against Dwight Gooden.
Wow.
And we were up in the upper deck, and it was like 100 degrees.
With the sun out.
And
or was it at night?
No, this was a day game. It was like a Saturday day game. So we're up in the upper deck, and my friend's mom ends up passing out, heat stroke.
We bitch and complain when it's cold. We bitch and complain when it's hot. What could I tell you?
No, it's not bitching and complaining.
You got
being
adjust.
Prepared.
You got to adjust.
That's all.
I remember. You know, listen, they opened the season in April. You remember all the cold games they had?
Yeah.
And we were saying, well, sooner or later, when it gets hot, they'll heat up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they haven't heated up. They've actually cooled off.
But where's like the in between? You know what I'm saying?
Like, where's September.
We got to wait till September and October to get the in-between.
Yeah, we'll get a few nice days. But, yeah, I mean, so we're in the midst of a hot stretch. Where 146 million Americans these 2 days will be under some sort of major heat advisory and will have records broken probably at about 25 to 30 cities.
They still bust open the fire hydrants in the city and...
I don't know if they do that.
I feel like that's like a classic scene in like movies and stuff where they're telling you like the blackout of, you know, back in the day, they're cracking open those fire hydrants.
This is where batteries and wind turbines really work very well.
Here we go. Anyway, so back to the Mets.
Yeah.
Francisco Alvarez gets sent down. It's something that you suggested last week, and Luis Torrens is going to be the everyday catcher until he figures it out. I know he had just had his first child. And he's been struggling. It's just, he needs to figure out how to like not try so hard that it's detrimental to his game.
Yeah, they're not sending him down because he's lazy or any of that. I mean, they're sending him down because he has to get his confidence back.
Right. He's got to find his game. He's got to find who he is.
And he's got to go back and go through the fundamentals, get a little taste of humble pie. You're not here because, you know, you think you're a super, we think you're a superstar. We think you're struggling and, you know, you're whiffing at balls out of the strike zone. It's just a mess right now.
Yeah, I mean, and defensively.
Not to mention the defensive problems.
Yeah, I mean, ever since, I mean, and I, we both really like this guy and the potential that he's had and the number one prospect in baseball and all these great things that we expected to see. And he's worked really hard. He's actually, you know, he does all his interviews in English now because he said that was very important to him to learn the language. He does that. He works his ass off. I remember after they got eliminated last year in the NLCS, he posted something about how, we're going to go and we're going to work even harder to get past it. Like, he was devastated by losing to the Dodgers. So all those things are great. But I think it's to the point where he's actually trying too hard.
You'd be surprised how many players that have his, what they would call the upside, hit a roadblock early in their career and they get sent back down.
Yeah.
And then they come back and then they realize some of the things that, you know, they lost when they were up in the big leagues. I mean, and most often it's confidence. And, you know, he'll have people working with him down there or up there in Syracuse. And hopefully he'll be back in a couple weeks. Hopefully this is not a long stint down there. Hopefully he comes out of it and they feel comfortable. And by the way, you know, he's an injury away from coming back.
That is true. And they would really have no choice at that. Oh, now you're speaking these things.
I'm not trying to speak anything into
existence. And Luis Torrens tears his rotator cuff. No, we don't need that.
No.
No, 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 no. You keep speaking these things into his... You got Kodai Senga's hamstring popped right after you said that someone was going to pull a hamstring.
Well, that's because somebody called in and said that the Mets are going to have too many pitchers. I'm like, there's never too many pitchers, as we're finding out. They're throwing guys out there I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.